prior to the applications, Weybridge had a little supermarket and a Co-op supermarket within the town, plus an out-of-town supermarket at Tesco's, which was in St. Parish, didn't actually fall into Weybridge, and a large number of small independent traders. A lot of us felt that that was a pretty good balance for Weybridge, and that the arrival of two new supermarkets in the shape of Morrison's and Sainsbury's would, in all likelihood, upset that balance and lead to a drawing of trade away from the centre of the town, particularly at a time now when, obviously, the country is facing a recession. I think we were slightly... Tesco's were expanding because they were going into an area which, in clothing and white goods, which may affect some of the other independent retailers in town. But on the whole, it was probably a better outcome than we expected. What I should say is that there are, in the Weybridge area, there are two distinct lobbies on this. There is the Love Weybridge side, if you like, who are against out-of-town supermarket development. But I think it's fair to say that there are a large number of people who would have liked to have seen a new supermarket in Weybridge. It's not a view I personally agree with, but I think, you know, a lot of people had examined the issues and seen the harm that supermarkets or out-of-town supermarkets have done to small market towns right across the country. The projections from the council's own independent advisers, even they said that there could be an impact on town centre trade of up to 30%. So it really was quite significant, and as I say, at a time when the country as a whole is facing recession, and we've had, you know, bleak economic figures come out nationally today. But it's not supermarkets we're against. It's the location of them outside of towns. There is a large site in Weybridge, which has been lying redundant for a number of years now, which would have been ideal for one of the supermarket chains to have opened up. They would have, you know, one of the benefits would have been there'd have been a massive free parking in the town. And that could have helped to draw people in, and everyone would have benefited from it. But the supermarkets know that their real profit margins lie from having out-of-town developments. And it's a question of how much an area can sustain. The supermarkets will come down and they'll give you all of their PR talk about how they'll create jobs and everything else. But every independent survey has shown that supermarkets, out-of-town supermarkets, normally result in a net loss of jobs. They're there to create profits for their shareholders. Now, I don't have an issue with profit. That's fine. I mean, the economy wouldn't work without that. But I'd just far sooner that those profits were made by small local businesses, which are then fed back into the local community.